Hare Krishna. A briefing today, which was a happy day for me. This morning, myself, Keshav Bharati Maharaj, Achyuta Prabhu, finished reading Navavraja Mahima. It's our 97th day of reading every morning from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we completed it. It was exciting, to say the least. Certainly, it was exhausting. And it's not the end of the story for me. Keshav Bharati Maharaj is leaving on the 3rd of December. He's finished in his services, editorial services. Achyuta Prabhu is still more involved in getting the actual files into final completed shapes that they can then be sent on to Manjari Devidasi, who's checking all the Sanskrit and other exotic languages in the text, as well as bibliography and so on, and then as well as at the same time it's getting indexed, and from there it goes to layout. Sundara Prabhu is already laying out the book, and for me, I have a little more work to do. When reading Navavraja Mahima, then the pastime portion, which is about three quarters of the book, is easy. When it came to reading, because the way we read is that the editors read, or mostly it was Keshav Bharati Maharaj who reads, and I follow the original, which for most part in Purakrama is just grammatical and linguistic editing and improvement, and it's very easy to follow. When it's at the Radhisham chapters, in which there's a lot of philosophy and tattva, as well as in the initial introduction in the tattva chapters, then I'm following the original see about the content, that all the content is there, everything's being communicated when it's being edited. So I have a difficulty in actually following the flow or the literary flow of the thing, and that's why now I'm going to, while Keshav Bharati Maharaj is still here, I'm going to spend my time reading the last 1,000 pages for just to see how it flows and so on. One very exciting development is that now that we finish this, starting tomorrow, I can go back to the morning program, attending Mangal Arati, chanting japa with devotees, or meeting in the temple room while they're chanting japa, addressing Radhe Shyam, and giving class and kirtan, and something that 2 years, 2.5 years, I've been, except for festivals, I've hardly been doing it. So, and it's very, very interesting. Although I've always been a very, very strict sadhaka, and I've been doing this for almost 40 years, but it's very interesting to note how much I really missed attending that morning program. What a wonderful addition, not an addition, basis it is actually for the day, and it's something that even though I'm just either writing or hearing 8 hours a day, 12 hours a day, because I do it morning and I'm doing evening, Krishna's pastimes or philosophy, it still doesn't replace it. It's different. It's wonderful, but it's a different taste. It's a different sort of thing. And so I'm very much looking forward to that as well. That will be a, That will be a real, real break. And as I mentioned, I still have 1,000 pages to read. I have to write a 15-page epilogue on advice to residents of New Rajadham. Maybe a couple of appendices if I have time, short appendices. Wanted to write one on observance of Govardhan Puja, another one on what it means to strictly follow our acharyas, our predecessors, and also one on Krishna's conversation with Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's propounding Karma Mimamsa philosophy. But after Keshav Bharati Maharaj leaves, I'll just start going back to my regular GBC duties and pace, and then fitting in time for writing as it allows. So I have much less time, and there's still other parts to the book that need to be done. Krishna Prabhu, who's doing who's the art director, he wants to go on Parikram. He's making all maps that go along. He wants to go on Parikram on New Rajadham, which is very interesting because I've never gone on Parikram of New Rajadham in the wintertime. I've gone out to holy places, but to walk around all of New Rajadham in the wintertime, that'll be a very interesting and exciting event proposal. Anyway, he wants to see whether the current topography, and this, because it's all based on Google Map, which dates back to 1006, how it relates to what's there. We plant so many trees grow, so he wants to make things look more or less as they should look. And then I need to also work with him on going over the artwork and where certain pictures go. There have to be footnotes written. I don't know, there's way over 400 pictures. So there's footnotes that also have to be done for those, and no doubt a lot of other questions will come up. So it's not that I'm exactly finished, but I'm about 98% finished. And then I'll continue in Budapest, do Gita Jayantis over there, do other GBC services if time allows, and I can do it, and I'd like to go out a little on the marathon and sell some books. And then we'll come to the end of the year, and next year, what happens next year, we'll find out next year. Hopefully I'll be able to go to Mayapur as planned in the month of February. And amazingly enough, the sun is shining today. We've had 1 week of fog. Before that, we had a few days of sun and another week of fog. I've never seen so much fog anywhere in my life, not even in England. And that's a little update on what's happening with me, what's happening with Navarbhaja Mahima. It's, as I mentioned, a very exciting thing. It's a good feeling. And I'm looking forward to being able to go back to my regular duties. And will I write books? Of course, I'll continue to write books, but not like this. Not full-time, but like I wrote my other books, part-time, an hour or two a day, and a month or two when going to India, but not in this way. So Hare Krishna, everybody. Srila Prabhupada.